We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis and Mabeis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top by the two dots. In order to start the next Gemara, we just have to chaza over what we learned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it said that there's a case of Ribbis Derabbanan. What's the case? That someone bought Chitim B'Din Rezav. Pashup Shada means that the guy who he's buying from didn't have Chitim yet. He just set a price. He said, I'm going to buy Chitim B'Din Rezav, give it to me over the year. Din Rezav Akur. And that was the Shahr at that time. Therefore, there was no Isser Psika La Paris. And then what happened? The Chitim went up in price to Lama Dinrim. And he could have given him Chitim, but he didn't have Chitim. And he says, I want my Chitim. So he says, I don't have it. So he says, why do you want the Chitim? Because you want to buy wine? Okay, I'll give you the wine. But he doesn't have the wine. So halacha is that it's aser. If you have the wine, so then it's fine. But if he doesn't have the wine, it's aser. So we have to explain exactly the ribbis and what is the halachas of this part of the Mishnah. To explain it, we have to see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. B'chi ein lo yayin mehava. What's the difference if he doesn't have wine? Lamaisa, the shar of the wine right now is set. And the halacha is you're allowed to be pesuk ala peiris as long as there's a shar. Like we said, that if you give money to the seller for Chitim. And right now, the shahr, the going price, the set price all over is for a dinner. So then I could do it even though he pays me late over the year and it might go up in price. Because right now, he could have bought it himself and let it age in his own house and be worth more. Therefore, it's no problem with ribbits. So here, what's the reason? So here the case was that he said, you know what, I'll give you wine. And it says, if you don't have wine, it's no good. Why not? If there's a shahr on the wine, why is that enough? You can't even have money for Paris and lock in the price until it's yotzah shahr. Even though the seller doesn't have it, but someone else has it. And that's enough, that's sufficient to make it mutter. See here also, since the shahr of yain went out, like the Mishnah says, that it sounds like it has the shahr of yayin. It just says the yayin ain loy. So why is it aser? The yotzah shahr on the wine on Baraba? No, it's different over here. Mastisin balocha v'demei maskinon. Here it's different. Our mishnah is different. Why? Because in the case, let's say the reisha, I'm actually giving you money for the chitim. I'm giving you money for the chitim. So there would help yotzah shahr. But here, I might give you money for the wine. I'm saying you owe me chitim and instead give me wine. Since I'm not giving you any money now, so yotzah shahr wouldn't help. And we'll see this b'raisa even more. So he says, Masis b'ochav d'mei maskinu, k'tanu t'ra b'raisa, ha'reisha y'noyshe v'chaveri mono. Let's say someone owes you money. V'halach mamad al-groini, so you go to him when he's staying by his salary, he says, sorry, Lord, he says, you know, you owe me money. V'amar, v'amar, tell him, give me my money. Why? So anybody's looking for my chitim, I want to buy chitim. Amar loy, so the loyva, the borrower tells him, look, chitim yeshli, I have chitim, shani noisim lecha, I'm going to give it to you. Say va, say like, kashash achshav. Let's set it the price right now, and I'm going to give you that much chitim, and I have it. And I'll pay you over the year. The loch is aser, the lav kisuri bali yada, because the ma'isim, I'm not giving you money now. I'm buying that with a chayv. And this price is even bigger chiddush. The price is saying that you can be posik al peiris even if yeshloi. And of course, yotzah shahr wouldn't be enough. For example, like this. The din posik al peiris, there's two ways that I could be posik al peiris. Just to give it in other words, so we should understand it to these days, I want to buy a furniture set and I want to lock in the price. He's delivering it in 2 months, I want to lock in the price. There's two ways that could be mutter. Either if he has the furniture set in stock, even if he doesn't have a bunch of them, he has one, that's enough, it's called Yeshloi, or if it's Yotzah Shahr, it's a set price. Either case is a fine. So here the Gemara's kasha was, why can I be Pesach on the Yayin? L'chayr at Yotzah Shahr. The answer is, we have a brisa that says, that if I'm not giving you cash now, so then the halacha is, I can't be Pesach on the Peiris, say if you have it, and say Yotzah Shahr. Either one doesn't work, because only if you have money, you can take the money to buy it. If you don't have the money to buy it, then it'll be a problem of setting in the price. So it comes out, that's how you explain our Mishnah, why Yayin doesn't help, because Lamaisa, I'm not giving you money. So, if that's true, because you don't get money, so Mayiri ain't loy. I feel yes or not me. The Mishnah's mashma, it's only because ain't loy Yayin that it's aser. But if it would be yes loy Yayin, it would be fine. Even though I'm saying, instead of giving me the chitim, give me Yayin, and I'm not giving you money now, it would be good for yes loy. And what would be the svara of Yeshloi? Because there, it looks like I already was kind of it. Because Rashi is supposed to speak Akubiz Mishapara already when you make that up. So Yeshloi helps. And this Brisa says, even Yeshloi doesn't help and I don't give you money. So if we're going like that Brisa, we have a big problem. What Mayri Ainla, Phil Yeshloi Nami? So therefore, Abaye is going to change pshat in our Mishnah and say, of course, the case that we're talking about will be usher even if yesh lo yayin. So what is our Mishnah talking about? So Abaye turns over the whole Mishnah's case on its head. We'll see, there'll be kash on it, but Abaye first changes the whole case of the Mishnah. And he brings down first a brisa that's talking about a different case, and then we're going to shoehorn that it into our Mishnah. Elam Abaye. Mastisim, our Mishnah is Ketanah Rav Safra, but Ribbis the Rav Chia. Rav Safra set a brisa over in the Parak of Ribbis of Rav Chia. The Tanah Rav Safra, Ribbis of Rav Chia. Yes, Dvarim Shem Mutarim, there's certain things that Be'etzma Mutter Midarai, Sevasum Re Ramas Ribbis, but the Osir, because there's a Ramas Ribbis. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Omaloi Halveini Mana. You tell a fellow, I want to borrow money. You go over to a friend and say, I need money. I need $100 right now. Omalei, money, and I don't have $100, but chitim b'mana yeshti. But I do have chitim worth of mana. I'll give it to you. You owe me a mana. And you take that chitim and you try to finagle that into $100. So, money only, chitim b'mana yeshti. So, I know it's like, I'll give it to you. No, it's the chitim b'mana. He gave him the chitim b'mana. And that was the value of it. Now, for lemaisa, the guy is strapped for cash. So he says, the guy who lent him the chitim says, by the way, I have $90 cash, and I'll buy the whole chitim for $90. Because lakamenu be'esrim v'arba sela, which is 24 sela, a mana is 25 sela. Here I'm buying you for a little less, 24 sela. So the lach is mutter. It's mutter. But, v'os lach kemen ramas rimas. It's a ramas rimas. What's that ramas rimas? Because there, what happens, if you look at this transaction, what happens really is, the guy who lent him the chitim really gave him money, gave him $90, and how much is he paying back? $100, because he's paying for the chitim. So when you look at the transfer of hands, it looks like $90 went from him to him, and $100 went back. It looks like ribbis. Even though it's not really ribbis, because everything was fair and square. I lent you chitim, $100 for chitim, you have to pay back $100 for the chitim. Then I bought it for a discount, for $90. So what's the problem? Now I pay $100 for the chitim? That's what you're paying. You're paying chitim. Oh, you sold it for a bad sale, it makes no difference. So that's how the in truth. But Lamaisa looks like ribbis, and therefore it's asa. Zokta baya, that's the case of our Mishnah. Hachinami kagoin, the Omar Halveini Shloisim Dirim. The story was, there's a backstory before we go to our Mishnah. That the story was that a fellow went over to his friend and said, can I get 30 dirhams from you? Omalei, I don't have Shloisim Dirim ainli. I don't have Shloisim Dirim. Chit Shloisim Dirim yeshli, I'll lend you chitim worth 30 dirhams. So that's the Mav is doing. You lend the chitim. I'm giving it to you. So nasan lo chitim is 30 dirham. He gives him chitim worth 30 dirham. V'chazav alocha men of a dinner zav. And then he goes back, and the Mav buys it back for dinner zav, which is 25 dirham. And really, and the guy's going to have to pay back 30 dirham. So it's a shaila ribbis. So there, he went and bought it back for dinner zav. Now, the case of our Mishnah doesn't say what happens after that. So the case of Mishnah, something happens after that. He gave him dinner zav. Now, really, he owes him 30 dinner. He owes him 30 dinner kesef, which is 5 more than the dinner zav, which is 25. That's what really owes him. So what happened was, when the malva came to collect his 30, the guy says, you know, I'm going to give you wine instead. He is the chamra leleva, the yav leva shloshim dinrim, peyor de koshakum neva, les lamba. So if he has wine in stock, he could pay him back with wine and it won't even be a Ramas Rimas. Why it's not a Ramas Rimas? Because if you pay wine back, so then it looks like the Malva gave you a dinner zav, 25, and you paid him back with wine. Once you pay him back with wine, that doesn't look like Rimas anymore. There's no Issa Ramas Rimas when I'm paying back something else. I'm paying back something else completely. If I'll pay back money, 30 dinner, then it looks like Rimas. I give you 25, I give back 30. But if I pay you back with wine, it's less than about. Therefore, if you have wine, it's no problem. If he doesn't have wine, keep less the chamra, vadam is because he's take money from him, mechzik ribbis, looks like ribbis. So that's how he learns our Mishnah. Now, you read our Mishnah, it's a pella. Because it comes out of the Mishnah saying, loka chamenu chitim v'dinazav means the malve bought it v'dinazav. It was really worth 30, and he lent it to the malve 30, the malve bought it back for v'dinazav. And then that's what the Mishnah starts with. So there's a few kashas, Rava says. Only Ravi Hachi, tain li chiti, when he says, give me a chitim, to make chitim barley. Really, he's asking for the money for the chitim because the malva who wants the wine gave him chitim. He wants the money for the chitim. Yachi tenli d'mei chiti barley. So I'm okay, tenli d'mei chiti. Say d'mei chiti. And it says, shani moicher, shemecharetim lachem barley. It says, shani moicher, that I'm going to sell. I sold it to you already. The lashon of the Mishnah was, give me chitim, I want to sell it. I mean, I sold it to you already. It's giving me the demei chitim, the money of the chitim that I sold you already. That's what you say. So says, yeah, you said it also. Shani mechart, shani mechart lebayalei. Tadi shemechart loch. Gemara is another kasha. Are chitach asur is live b'shloshim dirim. He said the chitach should be the price of 30. I mean, kar nami halchei kamenula. That was the price originally. It was 30. That's where it started from. Halchei kamenula. But the mei chitach with the I want wine in the money of the chitim that was asur is live b'shloshim dirim. Harei lecha esli behem yayin v'yayin ein loy. And he doesn't have wine. But Freit the Gemara, this is the stump already. Look at the Mishnah says that the way Rabbi is hatching, that was the price. It was not the price. The price was really 30. He bought it for a discount. So Lechaira, that already is Shlugs of Abaya. And therefore, Rav will have to come and say a new pshat. And Amit Shem, the next year, we will continue from Ella Omar Rava.